A man walks into a bar, a honky-tonk, a pub, a drinking place, a speakeasy, whatever. And he sits down at a vacant stool at the bar, and two stools to his left is a femon, who appears to be sitting alone. And he asks the male bartender, "What beers do you have here to drink?"
"Well, we got a ton of Bud Light. It's less than half price."
"No thanks."
"What about free?"
"No thanks. Nobody drinks that stuff anymore. It's dead. You got any Peroni?"
"Well, I'll have a look. Yeah, I got 5 bottles.
"Is that it?"
"Well, we got delivery tomorrow. But I haven't got a lot of room. I'm trying to shift this Bud Light."
"All right, is the Peroni chilled?"
"Been in the fridge for a little long time. That fridge is damn cold, too."
"All right, give me a Peroni. Bottle of."
"Well, you certainly are particular with your beers."
"I just drink what I like. I don't follow the crowd."
"I do like a man who knows what he wants."
"And what do you want?"
"Oh, thank you. I'll have a rum and black, please."
No, I'm not going to buy you a drink. I don't even know you."
"Here you go, buddy."
You're right. It is nice and chilled."
"Well, I haven't seen you in here before."
"No, I'm from out of town."
"No, I would have remembered you before, because you're quite a good-looking man."
"If you use corrective eyewear, I'd put them on now."
No, you've got something about you. You're quite manly."
"Listen, if this is a chat-up line, I work hard on a regular job. Not great pay, but it's regular. I don't own much, but what I do own is mine. And I intend on keeping it."
"It's not a chat-up line. I don't need to chat men up. They chat me up."
"Oh, yeah? When was that? 1958?
"Well, you're quite insulting, aren't you? I kind of like that, though. But maybe, you know, we should try maybe to have one date."
"Yeah. How old are you?"
34.
"No, you're not. And all that makeup doesn't fool me. You're close to 40 or over."
"Well, actually, I'm just turned 40, and I'm kind of depressed about it. You haven't really helped much."
"I'm not here to help you. So you reckon we should have a date, yeah?"
"Why not?"
"Well, let's pretend this is a date, shall we, right now? So when are we going to have sex, eh?"
"I don't have sex at least until the third date, at least."
"Well, let's just pretend this is our third date."
No, you can't do that. You haven't jumped through any hoops for me yet."
"Well, let's assume we had 3 very long good dates, and I jumped through loads of hoops for you. So that means we could go across to the hotel across the road and bang each other's brains out. I mean, come on, let's face it, that's what it's all about, isn't it?"
"I don't know, it just doesn't seem very natural."
"Believe you me, it's the most natural thing in the world. It's only femons that complicate it. But, all right, let's do it your way. Let's say we do date 3 times. We get on very well, and we have rather good time. And then we eventually have sex, and it's okay. And then we get on, and we start seeing each other, and kind of become a couple."
"Yes, that sounds very nice."
"Then we go out to dinner and things like that, and we kind of go out as a couple with your friends and then some of my friends."
"Yes, carry on."
"Then we go out for such a long time, we think, well, what about getting engaged?"
"Hey, I'm liking this story."
"So I buy you a very expensive ring."
"Good. Now I've got something, even if it doesn't work out, I can cash that in."
"Anyway, we don't break up or anything, and we stay together a little bit longer, and then it's mentioning a wedding. And, of course, we have to do a lot of arranging, and a lot of money has to go into it, mostly mine. But you control the whole wedding, who's coming, where they're sitting, what they should wear, and so on."
"Yes, this story sounds perfect up to now. Don't ruin it."
"So we get a small house together, and, of course, it needs a lot of work. And I come home from work and do some more work up until the late hours every night. You are supervising as usual, of course. It takes quite a long time to fix this house up properly, but it finally gets done. Of course, in that time, we've gone out with your friends and my friends, and you've slowly kind of got rid of all my friends. Mostly all males. And the only friends we really have are your friends, because my friends don't come round anymore. And you've also isolated me from my family. Sex between us has pretty much died now. You always have a headache or you're just too tired. And the only conversation we seem to have is when I come home from work is that something needs to be fixed around the house. I go and look for some happiness and start going out with my friends again. I come home a little late at night and I'm very intoxicated. You tell me I'll have to sleep on the couch. I sleep on the couch for over 3 weeks. You hardly say a word to me in that 3 weeks. Then I get a letter in the mail saying that you have started divorce proceedings because of irreconcilable differences. I no longer can stay in the house. You can stay in the house, but I have to go somewhere else, like a motel or something, until the divorce is finalized. It takes a long time to go through divorce proceedings. Then all of a sudden, a guy from three doors down starts visiting you quite often. But he's just a friend, a support for you. Of course, we finally go to the divorce courts where you want over half of the house. The house you hardly put anything into in the first place. But of course, the way the laws are on the divorce courts, they favour you. Because apparently I'm an abusive, controlling husband. And you tell them that you felt threatened by me many times. I kind of resigned myself to my fate and accepted all. I just want the nightmare to be over. And a few months later, I just happened to drive down the road our house was in. I thought I'd just take a look at the house I worked on every night for about 3 years. Then, funny enough, the guy from three doors up, his car was parked in the driveway. That used to be my house. So I decided to myself not to drive by that road ever again. So basically, from the time we met to the time you completely fleeced me and turned me into a man that had less than when I first met you, but however you have more. And don't forget the time and energy that I wasted. It was a total of 7 years. Now, what was it you kind of asked me a little while back?
I don't know. You've kind of gone on a tangent.
Something about dating.
I said that maybe we should date.
Let me tell you, I'd rather slide down a 5-mile razor blade, naked, and then land in a vat of vinegar, than date you. Goodbye.
Hey, didn't drink his beer.
And I lost another man.